Chapter 27. There on her hand lay the Duke's black signet ring, the same ring she had carried from Finpaneer to the Quokkan's Grove and Brewer's Bridge, the same ring she had taken back to the Duke that fall. The others had leaned to see what it was. Pox held out her hand and watched the faces whiten. No one spoke. Pox flattened the parchment and saw thin, angular writing she knew at once for blood. She shivered. She knew it must be his blood. Alone, or Leonya will have no king. This too, she showed the others, handing it around. By the tree. Kolya was the first to find speech. What can you do, Pox? Find him, said Pox grimly. But how? They will guide me. They intend it. She was shaken by a storm of rage and grief, and struggled to master it. For what must come, she had to be calm. She took the ring from Doran, who was staring blankly at it, and slipped it on her own middle left finger. Kolya, the one-armed woman met her eyes, blinking back tears. Find the nearest Quokkan. Is there one near enough, Varela? For what? To aid him when he travels. I want the Tagen awakened for him. Great lords above, muttered the High Marshal. Pox shot him a quick glance and went on. Tell the Quokkan to ask the Tagen of Master Oakhallow, and tell him the three woods are Fire Oak, Black Wood, and Yellow Wood. You want him to raise the high fire for the Duke? For me, said Pox quietly. She turned quickly to Doran. Make sure they are ready to ride at once. Whatever it takes, Captain Doran, the High Marshal will help you.
Indeed I will.
The High Marshal's expression was as grim as she felt. Every marshal in Varela. And on the way, Sir Marshal, I must speak to you alone. Doran and the others left quickly. Pox took a deep breath, but before she could speak, the High Marshal asked, Do you foresee your own death, Paladin of Gird?
I see nothing, Sir Marshal.